What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have some breaking news. Donald Trump is currently walking around Capitol Hill, desperately trying to get Republicans to fall in line and vote for what he calls the quote-unquote one big beautiful bill, but it's actually one big ugly cost to the working class, to American taxpayers. Just to set the stakes, let me remind you, at this point in Biden's presidency, 4 years ago exactly, he had already passed the American Rescue Plan and was well on his way to passing a massive COVID reconciliation bill, right? Trump, at this same point in his presidency, he has signed a slew of executive orders, not ended any wars, harmed the economy more. He has nothing to actually show for the past 3.5 months, we can say. So now he is desperately walking around Capitol Hill and claiming, "We have a very unified party," as the Chiron on Fox News says. But I can debunk that in just 90 seconds, because if you switch over to CNN, Manu Raju is asking Republicans on the ground how they feel about this bill. And they're not happy. I mean, a lot of them are falling in line, but Thomas Massie, Chip Roy, a few key Republicans are saying, dude, we're not voting for this shit. And remember, they have a very, very slim margin. So before we get into Trump just attacking other Republicans, saying Thomas Massie needs to be voted out because he has actually legitimate concerns, it's just insane. So let's start here, and then I'll walk you through Trump's day.
They chose to wait to the last minute.
And why is that? What's the reason for that?
You'll have to ask them. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty stupid exercise, frankly.
That's Mike Lawler right there complaining that Republicans waited until the last minute.
When you work hard to get an agreement and the committees pass stuff out and then people come in and want to undo them, it makes us mad.
Don Bacon making the same complaint. You can't at the last minute undo things that were negotiated.
You got an angry group of folks out there.
Can you support it?
No, we've got lots of work to go. Mm-hmm. Lots of miles to put in on this thing.
Should they have this 1 a.m. meeting on Wednesday?
No. They're trying to run it in through the JEP teams, and I just don't agree with that. I mean, I'll keep working in good faith to try to make the bill as good as it can be and then decide where things stand. I think it's not the way we should do business.
And that last member is a key member, Republican Chip Roy of Texas, who sits on the very powerful House Rules Committee. That committee is slated to meet at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, overnight, essentially, to take the next procedural step to advance this bill to the House floor. But he right now is opposed to this measure because he's demanding deeper spending cuts, those same spending cuts that some in the more centrist part of the Republican conference are opposed to, including to more quickly phase out green energy tax credits that some of those Republican members in the middle of the conference are trying to protect because they say that is essential in their districts. But that is among the many disputes that Donald Trump is walking into, has to try to iron out here, because those sticking points could prevent the speaker from trying to get this bill out of the House.
Okay, you guys realize how this is just pure desperation, right? Trump isn't showing up on Capitol Hill because he really wants to talk to the congressmen and women in the Republican Party. He is desperately trying to get them to fall in line so we can pass anything. And by passing anything, it's a big bill. That, I mean, it is a big bill, but it cuts Medicaid for the most vulnerable populations. It hurts the most vulnerable populations in many ways. And let's break this down. Let's break down what's in the bill. Before we jump in, if you appreciate what I do, hit subscribe. I keep getting comments like, Adam, I've been watching since 200,000 subs and just realized I was not subscribed. Fixing that now. So make sure you scroll down, subscribe. And let's jump into this clip of Trump attacking Thomas Massie. And Thomas Massie is a Republican who's like largely MAGA and falls in line a lot, but he does have valid concerns. You can recognize when someone's concerns fall in line with the American people. Like, number one, we don't want to add trillions and trillions on to the deficit. Number two, we don't want to cut Medicaid for the most vulnerable populations. Number three, the extension and the tax cuts will make sure that the deficit runs up even more. It's just an incoherent bill, and that's why there's a lot of friction with Republicans, right?
Are you planning to tell the fiscal hawks you want to build this? What are you planning to tell the fiscal hawks you want to build?
I'm a fiscal hawk.
They don't think this is
enough. I'm a bigger fiscal hawk. There's nobody like me.
This dude is just lying. He's not a fiscal hawk. This dude spent during his first term and had nothing to show for it. He spent more than Obama, if you look at relative to how much he added to the deficit. He spent more than Obama, and we didn't see any economic results from it. I mean, we just saw a continuation of Obama's policies. In other words, when Trump took office, all of the trends that Obama had created during his presidency just continued at the same rate. But Trump started spending more and more. If Trump is spending more and more, we should see the economy like accelerating, not just going at the same rate that it was under Obama.
As Fassi said, that is more deficit than Biden did, and this bill kind of...
Because we have to fix the country.
Do you think that Thomas Massie is correct in saying that this is adding Biden
money? No, I don't think Thomas Massie understands government. I think he's a grandstander, frankly. He'll probably vote. We don't even talk to him much. I think he should be voted out of office. And I just don't think he understands government. If you ask him a couple of questions, he never gives you an answer. He just says, I'm a no.
Dude, if you ask Trump what the three branches of government are, Trump could not answer. Trump is the one that doesn't understand government. He's shown that repeatedly.
He thinks he's going to get publicity. And you have that. You have that. They've got some too. Go ahead.
I'm not going to lie. Mike Johnson also looks a little bit mortified when Trump's speaking. He's not really shaking his head. He's just kind of like,
Is adding Biden
money? No, I don't think Thomas Massie understands government. I think he's a grandstander, frankly.
This dude is insufferable. Here's a clip of him continuing to lash out. And by the way, he's attacking Republican congressmen. He's not even attacking like Democrats at this point. I don't even want to get too deep into the numbers, but every single study shows that Republicans are straight up lying about this bill. This reads what Trump's big beautiful bill would do to the national debt, and also, by the way, the steep tax cuts would disproportionately benefit the richest of the rich. President Donald Trump's big beautiful bill could come at a big ugly cost. Nonpartisan research groups studying the proposal have estimated it could add more than $2.5 trillion to the debt, currently at an all-time high. But to add on to those projections, with the tax cuts, estimated at $3.8 trillion, basically it says if you extend these tax cuts, it will cost overall $4.6 trillion over a decade, which is absolutely absurd. And then Trump has the gall to say he's a fiscal hawk.
Do you want the negotiations to be over now?
Which negotiation?
Over this bill.
Oh, yeah, well, it's going to be. We're going to be putting it in soon, and I think we're going to have great support.
We're going to make
a couple of tweaks. I mean, we don't want to benefit Democrat governors, although I would do.
I love how Trump is claiming they're on the verge of coming to an agreement, but every single headline shows that GOP hardliners are stalling. They're threatening to stall. Key GOP conservatives remain opposed to approving Donald Trump's sweeping tax and spending bill, and even Trump himself may not be able to change their minds. And you can see that in this video. This dude in particular, Keith Self from Texas, was saying, we've got a lot of miles to go. He said those words, we've got a lot of miles to go.
Support it.
No, we've got lots of work to go. Mm-hmm. Lots of miles to put in on this thing.
A lot of miles to put in, meaning they have a lot to talk about, and he's not even close to being happy with the bill. Trump, again, on Capitol Hill, desperately saying, we are a very unified party. Also, CNN is so dishonest sometimes. Look at the top CNN headline. Just check this out. Stay with me. The top CNN headline on the website right now says, Trump warns House GOP not to touch Medicaid. It says Trump warns. So you'd think that Trump would go out there and be like, don't touch Medicaid. You better not touch it. But what they mean is Trump said that only the waste, fraud, and abuse of Medicaid is going to get cut. So he does want to cut Medicaid. Why is CNN so dishonest? Sorry to plug myself, but we don't do that here. We are honest. We show you the clip. We break it down with surgical precision to make sure you understand what Trump is saying. If you appreciate that, drop a like.
Do you consider some of the proposals on the table, like copay and provider tax, as a benefit cut? How are you viewing those?
No, we're going to look. We are looking at one thing. We're not doing any cutting of anything meaningful. The only thing we're cutting is waste, fraud, and abuse. With Medicaid, waste, fraud, and abuse. There's tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse. There's incompetent things putting. We have illegal aliens that are multiple killers with multiple murder records getting Medicaid.
This guy, you see the tactic he's using, right? He links everything back to immigration in the same way that Hitler would link everything back to the Jews. And I don't mean to be heavy-handed with that analogy. I mean, when you can find a scapegoat that people latch onto, you can use that scapegoat indefinitely, forever. That's what Trump's doing. He's using immigrants as a scapegoat. Number one, calling them illegal alien criminals, which is just wild. Not a good way to talk. But also, there is no proof of immigrants relating to Medicaid. Like, every single study ever shows that immigration is a net benefit to the U.S. economy because it increases productivity. We have a stronger labor force. More people are willing to do jobs. Immigration is a net benefit. As long as you can largely make sure there's a process so that people can come over here, you know, through legal, proper, safe channels. The point is, there is no study showing that Medicaid is then disproportionately effective.
I don't think anybody minds if we cut that. The Democrats, on the other hand, are going to destroy it because they're going to leave these people on. We're cutting three things: waste, fraud, and abuse.
He's lying. And CNN is lying too. Trump warns House GOP not to touch Medicaid. It would be nice if you could do that on camera, CNN. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate the videos I make, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to spinquest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.